Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable quality clothing right here in the USA, because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy, you're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now it's 7:35. Today marks the beginning of Irish Road Safety Week, and motorists and pedestrians are being reminded to take precautions and to be mindful of others using the roads. Last week on the programme, there was a call for more black box style devices to be fitted in cars to monitor driver behaviour, and our reporter Josh Crosby has been looking into it.
Definitely a very good idea, and it's going to bring down the costs, and it might bring down the speeds.
So you just passed your test?
I did, yeah.
Happy days, congratulations.
Thanks.
Talk to me about insurance then, trying to get quotes. Is it difficult, or are you given high prices?
Well, I had a Golf before this, and I changed my insurance over, and my insurance company wouldn't insure me on it, so I went somewhere else.
Have you heard of these black boxes, or do you know anything about them, or did you ever...
I've heard them, but I don't know anything about them.
You didn't think of doing it yourself?
No.
Road safety, stop the cyclists from flying through the lights, breaking the lights. That's what happened. There was a man near the kill here last week, a blind man.
Speed, slow down.
More bike lanes, just everywhere.
And you feel safe cycling around?
Now, yeah, but I had a good few crashes when I was younger, so need to watch out.
Some of the concerns around road safety. But what is being done to address the soaring number of road deaths?
Taking intoxication, we now have a mandatory drug test at every collision. There was always a mandatory alcohol test, now there's a mandatory drug test. If we look at distracted driving, it's already illegal to have a phone in your hand when you're at the wheel. I've asked the department to look a bit further and say, can we capture people on speed cameras? The cameras we already have out and about, and we're putting 100 more in at the moment. Could we see someone using a phone and actually prosecute them and bring them before court through that camera, as opposed to a guard having to pull them over? So there's a whole range of measures we're bringing out. Also, we're dealing with the Road Safety Authority at the moment, and we're fundamentally restructuring that, creating a dedicated advocacy and research piece separate to the operational piece that would allow them to have more focus on their core mission, which is saving lives and making our roads safer.
Minister of State at the Department of Transport, James Lawless. When it comes to using technology that monitors driving habits, how do so-called black boxes work?
David Langan, Next Level Driving School.
And David, you're on the road every day, day in, day out. You're meeting with new drivers. What are some of the most common bad driving habits you see out there?
Probably people speeding and not paying attention. And mobile phones, I think, use on the road these days.
There's constantly new technologies being looked at. Talk to me about the telematics system, these so-called black boxes. How do they work?
So some of the insurance companies have been using these for a good few years now, and they definitely have been helpful from a reducing insurance costs for young people. And probably you would imagine that they improve road safety. I'm not sure what the figures in that are. The only thing I find is that a young person doesn't really want to be watched everywhere they're going, and they just feel under a lot of pressure then when this box is watching them all the time. Again, I think it's a plaster over, not fixing the whole thing properly.
So in terms of legislation, what new measures are those in government considering as ways to improve road safety?
So driver re-education, would say, where we have problem drivers, people consistently getting more points, they'd be sent on an awareness course. You know, they have to sit through 2 days of somebody lecturing them about why speeding is a bad thing to do. And they have to pay for the pleasure. So I think that in itself would become a deterrent.
Would you be off the road for that length of time?
Yes, quite likely. Yeah, I think you would.
Is there any consideration being given to different types of technology? The alcohol ignition interlock, these telematic systems, tracking devices, restrictors?
No, absolutely. So there is an agency, the Medical Bureau of Road Safety, and one of the things we're looking at is alcohol interlocks. So I think it might be too much of an imposition to put that for every single driver on the roads. However, for commercial drivers, I think it's not too much to ask that they would have this device.
Would you welcome more of these tracking devices then for younger drivers?
Yeah, so it's something I looked at, and I say I have asked the department to examine the use of technology in the round. I think we have good laws on our statute books, but technology changes very quickly, and sometimes the law doesn't keep pace. So one of the things when I came into this role, I asked the department to look at the technical side. So I know that some of the insurance companies have these sort of trackers on the car. cars, I think we could look at something like that. And again, maybe not for everybody, but problem drivers, perhaps it's a choice of, well, look, you're disqualified, or you agree to have a tracker for the next 6 months.
Technology is one tool that can be used to encourage safer driving. But for those who are passing on the skills to get behind the wheel, what do they think is the solution?
There's people talking stuff out there, but there's no action being taken. And yet these kids are getting killed on the roads day in, day out, and the ripple effect of that in the family and in the community is just, it's too much, and I don't understand why people aren't doing something about it. The only thing that fixes it is that we wipe the 12 lessons off and we tell people that you go to a driving school and you learn to drive from scratch, and until you can pass your test you can't go out in a car. That means you're learning to drive, you're getting responsibly behind the wheel then at that point when you go out on the road on your own.
And that was Josh Crosby there on Irish Road Safety Week talking about those black boxes.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.